pharmacies to give you discounted prices on select medications. The discount program could save you thousands off the cost of your meds. No membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider, visit one of their contract pharmacies, and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at carearc.org.
KVOE News Time, 8:47. It is Newsmaker 2 time here on this Thursday. Roger Heineken joining us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line as we talk about special activities taking place before the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Roger, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, except I'm not sure I want to navigate the walks in town today.
Yeah, it is slick out there. Be careful, that's for sure.
Yeah, we don't want to put you out there. And at least the weather should be much better for what's going to be taking place Sunday afternoon on campus.
Well, we're glad to have good weather for that. It's Sunday right before the Super Bowl, but we'll be out and allow people to get back to their homes to watch the Chiefs.
Well, that's good. Well, exactly what is going to be taking place as we commemorate William Allen White's, 155th birthday, Roger?
Yes, his actual birthday is tomorrow. He was born in 1868 at 628 Merchant Street. That's right across from the post office. And for the last several years, the William Allen White Community Partnership has tried to do programming in and around his birthday just to commemorate that. And so we partnered with the William Allen White Memorial Library Special Collections and Archives to host programs in the Learning Commons, the main lobby of the library for the last several years. And we're coming out of COVID now, so we're starting to get back up to speed with what we were doing before COVID.
Good deal. So tell us a little bit about the Memorial for the Sage and the Sculptor Sunday afternoon.
Well, most people in Emporia have seen the memorial on the edge of the lake in Peter Pan Park, but I don't think many of us know the backstory on how that came to be. And so with the help of the Special Collections and Archives, we've looked into correspondence between the committee that was formed after William Allen White died in 1944 that wanted to do something appropriate to honor the Sage of Emporia, and that led to a bust. I'll walk the audience through how over a six and a half year period we ended up with the memorial in Peter Pan Park. And former President Herbert Hoover was the dedicatory speaker for that event. His speech was broadcast nationwide live from the Civic Auditorium. Wow. And what was interesting is the timing on the dedication occurred only 15 days after North Korea invaded South Korea, starting the Korean conflict. And so his speech was relevant to, you know, global peace and the United Nations, and it was more about American policy and permanent world peace than a litany of William Allen White's accomplishments. Herbert Hoover was the first choice for a speaker, and the effort to coordinate his ability to come here delayed the actual memorial development, but they were emphatic about having him be the speaker. And so of all the famous people that came to Emporia, and from the standpoint of future and former presidents, Hoover was actually the one who was here the most often. And so it was his last time in Emporia that he spoke to a crowd of 5,000. Wow. In the Civic Auditorium.
Roger, you mentioned they were emphatic about having Hoover here to the speaking. Who were they?
Well, that's a good question. Mayor Orah Rendon wrote a letter to about 12 civic leaders in the week following the funeral of William Allen White. That would have been February of 1944, pulled them together to start considering what that could be. And so that eventually developed into a what was called the William Allen White Emporia Memorial Foundation. And that initial group of about a dozen grew to, I think, about 67 over the course of 2 years, who were donating to the foundation to commission the bust and to construct the memorial that we know today that's in Peter Pan Park. Even the citizens, several ranchers and businessmen in Chase County donated the limestone that you see in the memorial. And it's my understanding from my reading of correspondence that they dismantled old dry-laid stone walls, and that's the stone that's in that.
Okay.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And I know there's a lot of people across the area that don't know that full backstory. Roger, how much research have you had to do, on specific projects, including what we're going to be talking about on Sunday?
Well, I didn't really do the research. I read the research that Special Collections and the Archives was able to pull together. And so they have been able to identify correspondence from the Hoover Presidential Library, and we have a lot of correspondence that's in the collection of the Library of Congress, and and then from our own collections at ESU, and also from the Lyon County History Center. So Sherry Scribner and her staff has been wonderful to help give me the material to put together a 43-slide PowerPoint and put together the program.
Yeah, this is, I want to mention, free and open to the public. And what this is, just under an hour then, Roger?
Yeah, it's about an hour, pardon me, about an hour in length. And we will run that, and everyone will be out before, a couple hours before the Super Bowl. So we hope people will take in both our program and cheer for the Chiefs.
Tell you what, it's a lot of great information here starting at 2 p.m. The White Memorial Library Learning Commons area at Emporia State University this Sunday, a memorial for the sage and the sculptor presented by Roger Heineken. Well, Roger, very interesting stuff as always. He always has some great stuff for us when we have you on, and we appreciate your time as always.
Yeah, I would point out that we'll be developing our normal series of programs at Red Rocks this summer. That calendar has not come together yet, but we always invite people to those free programs we host on Sunday afternoons on the porch. So watch for announcements for that, and then please come out on Sunday the 12th for our program.
All right, sounds good. Roger, thanks again for joining us. Please keep us posted, and we'll be glad to bring you back on later on this year a few times.
All right, sounds great.
Thanks Roger. Yeah, appreciate it. Roger.
Thanks, Roger.
Yeah. Always interesting. It's a great information. This is on William Allen White. He knows a lot about not only William Allen White, but the city of Emporia and our surrounding area.
Yeah,
wealth of knowledge right there.
Wealth of knowledge. Really quickly, Ron, I just want to pass along, we've been following a reported injury crash in far south Lyon County. Initially, it was reported between Opie and the airport, then got pushed really just north of the Greenwood County line. Good news is we've had a confirmation here from the Lyon County Sheriff's Office. Minor injuries, no transports after that wreck. So there are still some slick spots across the area. Still not confirmed whether the slick conditions from this morning played into that wreck at all, but at least some good news. No hospital trip off of that wreck coming really about an hour and 15 minutes ago.
All right, thanks, Chuck. And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc. Good morning, it's 8:56.
Love where you live. Shop Emporia First.
Scott's Lawn and Landscaping would like to thank you for shopping Emporia First. Give us a call and we can help beautify your outdoor space. 62-